right? It's a show focusing on women issues, trying to make more room for women to find better expression for themselves in Nigeria. And what we do here is challenge various stereotypes, mind conditionings that make you or the people around you behave the way they do, all in a goal to ensure that women have a better place in the society. So this is a very kind of show we're gonna have today. So yeah, let's just get started. I guess it's your first time. The show is usually in two halves. We have the first half, which is the appetizer. That's just me giving you a sneak peek into what the weekend was like. Any big story for me from the weekend? I don't need your comment on that one. And then we go on to the main dish. That's what we serve on the table. When you're done serving the food, break the table. That's all. Welcome to the show.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, what a weekend it was. What a weekend it was. If you listen to good music, you surely must know the popular song Ekweme, right? The co-singer of the song, Osinachi Nwachukwu, was announced dead over the weekend. The powerful worship leader was known for her deep worship of God in the Igbo language. Deep, deep. You know when something is deep? Yeah. Now, there were initial reports that she had died from throat cancer. But soon after those reports, we began to hear from a number of people who claimed to be close to her, who claimed that she actually had been in a violent and manipulative marriage and died from domestic violence. Various sources posted on social media of the horror that she tolerated, including physical, verbal, emotional and financial abuse. Now, if the reports had anything to go by, her husband was her manager and collected all the money she got from singing. Now, some claimed she spoke to them of the abuse but begged that nothing be done about it. Questions would include, was she afraid of embarrassing her alleged tormentor? Was she afraid of embarrassing her husband? Was she afraid of being a divorced gospel singer? Was she afraid of what people would say? The Vanguard has a report with her sister who said that she covered up. I mean, everyone who spoke about that matter said she covered up. I feel particularly sad about this story. Because, again, this highlights... if the allegations are anything to go by, this, again, highlights how people who are in domestic relationships and marriages many times choose to stay. I've not been, maybe we could do a scientific research. I'm yet unable to find out why. In the case of this woman, it's most likely religion and the fear that she might be excommunicated from, as a gospel singer, why are you divorced? Why can't you keep your home? Right, but if the things we hear, anything to go by, includes that the husband would ask her children to flog her. Ha! Hey! Well, this conversation right here takes us into our main topic for the day. Interesting, this is what I had planned for today already, right? So this just helps our conversation further. So, let's go on to the main dish.
Now, to the main dish. On Table Talk. Table Talk.
All right, the main dish on the show today. Today we're considering the topic husband's house. If you're Yoruba, that makes better sense to you. What's called the ile oko? Now, it's why is marriage a school for women? Why is marriage a school for women? Now, it's commonplace to hear that in our society that women are told that her husband's house is a school of some sorts for her. So usually during marriage ceremonies, you hear, again, I'm Yoruba, so if it's different in your culture, you can tell me. But in many instances of the Nigerian culture, you're told, yeah, your husband's house is a school, right? Now, under the Penal Code also in Nigeria, Section 55 of the Penal Code also permits a husband to beat his wife, to correct her, as long as he doesn't cause her grievous bodily harm. Now, bodily harm is described as harm that could lead to someone being hospitalized for at least 21 days. So if you are hospitalized for 20 days, maybe it's not bodily harm. At least 21 days. Now, arguably, the penal code is applicable only in northern Nigeria. Now, but this idea of a woman being in a marriage to learn, and as such, she must subject herself to various dehumanizing abuses from anyone, I find it quite absurd. And my question to you today is, what lessons are women expected to learn in marriage? Why is marriage a school for women? And tell me if this is different. I mean, it's table talk, so your arguments are welcome. But there's this analogy that, I mean, even when a woman comes, so I've got brothers, for instance, when they bring their wives, I've had instances of ladies who are afraid of coming to see me because they think, because of what they've heard about culture, and they think, oh, maybe this brother, sister would quiz me and give me a tough time and just be a demon and just make my life miserable. I don't get time. I've not finished sorting my own life, you get? But there's a cultural template where a woman appears even before she gets married to the man. They want to test her, quote unquote, by putting her through abusive, I don't know. They just make things tense for her. This is supposed to be a test. Right? This is supposed to be a test to see if you will stay in your husband's house. We're going to have this husband's house conversation in a 2-week series, which will continue next week. But today, I want to find out, what lesson are women meant to learn in marriage? Why is it a school for women? So that when you're there, even if anything happens to you there, if you talk to anyone, they tell you, oh, ile ko ni, oh, you are learning ni, oh, you shall be learning ni. What are you learning? Go. What are women supposed to learn? You can tell me. If you've learned anything as a woman, you can share with me also. So I'm not talking about men today. I'm talking about, is it the same for men? Is it a school for men? So many times, and I say many times because it is not the case in all situations, the husband misbehaves because he's supposed to be the one teaching the wife. The wife is supposed to be the one receiving everything without complaint because she's a student in this marriage, which should also be a school, according to this thought. All right. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers 01465-7190. Ileo called the husband's house phenomenon. What are women supposed to learn in the school of a marriage? How to cook? How to wash? How to be? How to be? What? What are they learning? Look at my phone lines. Let's start from here. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, I want to remain anonymous.
That's fantastic. Let's go ahead.
Okay. I don't know what they say the women are learning over there. If they are learning, this is a school where they go to learn anything. Why is it that they now say, okay, you train up a child or you train up the female child so that when she's on her own, she'll be able to take care of certain things and things like that. Mm. And then maybe people just carve that for themselves, because I didn't see that in the Bible saying that it is a school where you go to learn. Mm. You have to train the guy, you have to train the lady as well. And both of them, when they come together, need to be civil enough to be able to tolerate one another. Just like the Bible said, we need to be patient.
Yeah.
We need to have love, long-suffering, and things like that. So if they are maybe saying school, for me, I feel, okay, you're going to meet someone else who is different from you, has different attitude, culture, and things like that. You need to learn his own. You will need to learn your own so that both of you will be able to stay, to be at peace with each other and live in harmony. Maybe if you say school, then I take that. But not that women, what are they going to learn there?
I don't know. Maybe you ladies can tell me. I mean, if you guys...
I don't see anything like that. That statement is not even right. School, to go and learn what?
Thank you very much for calling. To learn what? Please stay within 60 seconds. Malana on fire.
Roma, good morning.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was okay.
Can you hear me, right?
I can hear you. Quite noisy at the background. But yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Police driving. Let me wind up. Sent to take the normal fresh air in the morning.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. What Alpha Meadow State, right?
Okay.
when they say a woman is going to marry to learn, as in, when I was young, I used to hear them say it, but I hardly hear it nowadays, is that most times when they get there, he's not going to learn, not like going to learn it from the husband, though. In woman cases, when, for example, she put to bed, the mother will maybe to teach her how to do, so something has, like taking care of the child, how to bathe baby. After the first child, you know, the woman may not get to communication because she has already learned all those things. Those are the things, like learning how to do, to keep married, to stay in marriage, because she has not really been there before. Because you say, these are you, like, if you put to bed, you have to bath, you have to take your baby's bath and all those things. I don't know if you understand me.
I totally get you. I get you. But the question is it the same for the men? Are men also told marriage is a school?
For the men, let me tell you for the men.
Okay. What do they learn?
From the same, I'll tell you for the men too.
Okay.
Those days, you know, in the village, let me go back to the, I don't know about the city.
Okay.
The men, they even tend to follow their parents to the farm, you know, to learn how to, you know, to get your own farm, a portion. Now you are not a man, you are a married man, you have your own farm portion, take care of your family. It shows the positive aspect of it, not beating that.
But for the man, he must have had a farm before he even goes to marry, right?
You already had his work. In those days, he was still under the parents.
Okay, so when he gets married, he will not have his own farm.
Not your own man of your own, you can have your own portion. Then in conclusion, man.
Yes,
in conclusion, if you want to get married, please, for the sake of this woman that died, eh?
Your network did you bad. All right. Hello, good morning. So sorry. Please call again. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Mama T from Ikorodu.
Welcome to the show.
Marriage is a school for both men and women.
Okay.
You are leaving your house to another place. Maybe you are from Bender and the man is outer. You have to go and learn what they are doing in their place. And the man will learn what they are doing in the in-laws' place. So you must have to learn. Even before, in Igbo land, before you get to marry, you go, they will say they want to marry you. You go and learn what they are doing there before, for 3 months before they can accept you.
Who will go to where?
The lady they want to marry will go for training.
So does the husband also go to do internship at the woman's side?
Yes, the husband, when he comes, they will tell the husband what...
No, I'm saying if the woman will go for like 3 months to learn their culture, right?
Yes.
Does the man, or do they do like a swap thing? The man also goes to the woman's side for 3 months to go
the
learn.
The man will not go for to learn, but the man, they will call the man and tell the man what the culture of that place is.
So why don't you just call the woman and also tell her, why does she have to do internship?
You know, the woman, let's say, the culture means so many things. If you deliver, you have a culture. To cook, there are different food the man will eat. You are not eating that food before. You will learn how to cook.
But there are also different kinds of food that I eat. I think the guy should also know about it, don't you think?
I think so, but what I'm saying is mainly on the woman.
That's exactly my point, that it is mainly on the woman. I'm asking why. Why is it more on the woman than it is on the man? That's exactly where we're going.
Why it's mainly on the woman is that the woman is 24 hours in the house.
Why is she 24 hours in the house? She does not have work.
It's not that women are working. It's
no, I disagree with you.
Women are not working.
I disagree with you. The mothers, tell me if this is different, even in the villages, the mothers go to the farm. They farm, they bring in the produce from the farm to the home. They process the produce. They take the produce to the market. So how do you mean the woman was not working?
Look, in the village, if a man gives you yam to cook, you, the woman, will provide the fish and the soup.
Uh-huh. So what do you mean by the woman was not working? Where did she get money to buy the soup and the fish from?
It will trade you now.
Yeah, but we've agreed now that the woman was working as well as the man was working.
It's not working in the office, but working in the house, working in the farm. The man
it is work now. It is work. Thank you for calling. Femi's on the line. Hello, good morning.
Hey, listen, good morning.
Good morning.
I've been listening to your station this morning.
Welcome.
I'm trying to get in. But now let me say something. This is cultural. It's all wrong culture and precipitation of poverty at times. You see, when these people are bringing up their children, they bring up the girls in a certain way to be slaves indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And the boys are brought up to be mastered indirectly.
Hmm.
So the girls are conditioned to teaching sweep the house, wash the clothes, and maybe the boys go with their father, go clean the car or something like that. Mm. Now, it's wrong. And this is where it starts from.
Yeah.
So when I read about this lady that died, you know, I wasn't in the country, I just came back. Mm. When I read about it, I knew instantly that they must have used, in quotes, the Christendom and all those pastor, you know, I don't want to call it crap,
yeah,
to program this woman to stay in an abusive marriage.
Yeah.
Plus, where she's coming from herself,
yeah,
thinking that if she gets out of it, you know, people will talk, what will the family say? This is programming from when they're young.
Absolutely.
It is wrong.
It
is so wrong. It is unbelievable.
Thank you, sir.
If you're not happy there, in fact, if you go marry today, he's been hiding himself, hiding his madness, or she's been hiding herself, her madness. If tomorrow morning you find that madness out, don't wait for next tomorrow, because it might be too late.
Thank you very much for calling. And I totally agree. Now, this is the essence of this show, Table Talk. All we do here is that I challenge this mind conditioning. Some of these things, you've never thought about it. You just do it. It's just regular for you. My job, because I'm a women's rights advocate, but beyond that is that I want to see that beyond this show and beyond you possibly arguing with me on this show, that you begin to think about why you do what you do. This societal deep mind conditioning, why is it so? If a woman is told, oh, ile oko, the husband's house is a school, what this connotes is that no matter what happens to you there, you must tolerate it because it's part of learning. And I think that's crap, to put it mildly. Back to the phones. Good morning, hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome.
So, listening to the conversation, the previous woman that just called, I'll go straight to answering the question you asked her.
Yeah.
That why does the man not go to the woman's place to spend ceremonies like the woman goes to the man's place before they marry her?
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yes.
It's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say whether it's right or wrong, but it's a cultural thing. Because it's the woman that the man goes to marry and bring home. It's not the other way around. The woman doesn't go to marry the man and bring her home.
Let's stay for a bit.
Whether it's right or wrong.
Let's stay with that, your thought a bit. You know what we do here? You might be right, okay? But you're just going to teach me. So a man finds a woman that he likes. They both have a conversation. He decides, I'd like to marry you. The woman says, oh, I'd like to marry you. Marrying is a two-way thing, right? Or is it a one-way, I am marrying you? Who's marrying who? Is a man marrying the wife?
The man is marrying the woman, of course.
Oh, so the woman was not marrying the man.
That's a cultural thing.
See, I'm not arguing with
you. That's how it has been. We might change the narrative, but we cannot change. The man goes to marry the woman and bring her home.
Oh, wow.
So because he's bringing her home, she has to come and learn how the home is, cook there. Especially if it's an intertribal marriage, maybe they don't cook ofensala in the woman's place. She has to come and learn, and the husband likes ofensala. You know? That's why I said this. In today's marriage, the man also cooks for the woman, or especially if it's outside the country.
Mm.
Both parties cook, but here it's different, you know.
So what
all those delicacies that the man likes to eat, so that she will be a good wife.
Okay. Well done. Yes, so again, this is conditioning and this is what you have known to be the truth. But I'm asking you to think about that truth, right? Is that truth healthy? Look at my phone. By the way, do you know how many people are listening to Table Talk now? Oh my God. Look at my phone, Isaac. But sincerely, what this connotes is that the wife does the cooking all the time, right? So she has to learn what her husband likes to eat because it's her job to make her husband's stomach happy all the time, which is okay. I don't think there's a problem with that. If it's both ways, there's no problem with that. But to essentially say that, oh, the woman has to do internship because the man marries her. She did not marry the man. It is the man that married her. So there's already a top to bottom approach. Do you get it? Let me speak with Bola before I go out on my break. Good morning, hello.
Hello, Wemimo. Good morning.
Morning to you. Welcome to Table Talk. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, first of all, I want to start with this.
when they say ile oko, I don't know, in a house that we are both paying the rent. You know, something just needs to change. They keep saying ile oko, and that's what, if things are changing and we refuse to change with things, there will be problems.
Mm.
That is why these kind of problems are arising. What is ile oko? It is our house.
Yeah.
It is our house. I go out to work, I bring something to the table, you want to disregard it and say I'm not working because I'm doing trading. Yeah. Why? We need to change our minds. We cannot keep holding on to things of the past when a lot of things are changing. A lot of women are even breadwinners.
I agree.
Ile oko for what?
Bola says, ile oko for what? All right, so this concept, welcome to the show. This is Table Talk. This is how hot it gets every Monday from 9 to 10. I need to go on a break right now when I come back. The concept of ile oko, of the husband's house, is what I'm challenging today. That's the table we're breaking. And I'm asking you, the husband's house, and then they tell the woman it is a school. What is she going there to learn? Why is it a school for the women and not for the men? I'll be right back. My name is Wemi Mo.
Good night, Susan.
Oh, good night, sir.
Hi. You needed when? Okay, we'll get it done. Guys, we can't leave. We've got to finish the client's order tonight.
Tonight?
This time?
How about some top tea to cheer us up?
Tea?
Top tea.
Only one bag of top tea makes two strong cups. So taste to know more flavor. Enjoyment.
Great.
Friendship and upliftment.
Wow, this is gorgeous.
Taste to know. Top
tea. Oh yes, it's happening again this April. The Prominence Conference Easter Edition will be taking place at the Patron Hotel, kilometer 20, Lekki Epe Expressway, Sangotedo, Lekki, Lagos. As Pastor Dele Olawanle will be using his success stories to equip everyone planning to be part of this great event, the conference will be full of invitation, coaching, and practical teachings. Theme, you will rise, but how? Don't wait to be told. Make it a date with Pastor Dele Olawanle during this conference. Date, Saturday, 16th April, 2022. Time, 10 a.m. Venue, the Patron Hotel, kilometer 20, Lekki Epe Expressway, Sangotedo, Lekki, Lagos. For more information, follow Dele Olawanle on all social media platforms or call 080-5123-9883. Pastor Dele Olawanle is saying, meet me there. Don't beat me there.
If you're in search of that perfect place in Lagos for a photo shoot, the best thing to cover your dream wedding, or you just want to update that cherished family portrait, and look no further. FaceTime Picture.
Looking at women issues and challenging the stereotypes that limit women. For this round, I'm starting to take comment from Facebook, where it's getting pretty sweet. Hello, Jimo Wasu. Hello, Brown Bartholomew. Hello, Jonathan Achilve, who says, what will people say is a cancer that kills a lot in abusive relationships? Jonathan, yeah, he says, yeah, let me speak on to Bright Ifeanyi Chukwu. I'm watching Aimeri Eto, who says, both of them have to learn in marriages, but women have to learn more because she's the one leaving her home to the man's home. It's like asking, why is a man taking up the husband's father's name? Yes, I think we should have that conversation separately another day. We should have it. Yeah, right? We can't have it. Like, why? See, the thing with Table Talk is asking you to question why you do stuff. Otherwise, we're all going to be robots, right? We're not robots. That means we can engage thoughts, right? We can ask questions. Why do we do what we do as a society? If we don't ask ourselves that questions, we don't know if it's something we need to continue with or something we need to stop. So when your child asks you, why do you do this thing? Do you just shut them up and say, no, it's just how we've been doing it? The question is, why do you do it? And should you continue doing it, right? If you weigh the pros and the cons, is it something we want to take with us going forward? Emmanuel JT Bolaji says, in marriage, when you discover the sign of intolerance from your spouse, mostly when it comes from the husband that is intolerant, it always results in domestic violence. This is pretty quick. Okay, you're saying that you don't think that anybody should die in marriage. I've just summarized. Chike Seven, when my mother man goes to the woman's village, the ancestral home, all the way up until the day he marries her, he spends money each time he goes, spending for the in-laws too. The woman doesn't do that. So that is why it is husband's house that she's going to. I believe that's what you mean, and that's why the marriage is a school for her. All right. Oladapo Oludari Adekola says, Ile Oko for what? What about Ile Aya, like wife's house? Says Nawal. Adekunle Wasiolaya here saying, when they say Ile Oko, Ile Eko ni, it literally means the wife who's alien to what's obtainable in the husband's line had to learn quite a lot as a married woman. That doesn't mean the husband should maltreat the wife in whatsoever sort. Yeah, what I'm asking is, does the man also learn? Don't you think that the man should also learn about the woman and about where she's coming from, about how they do things on her side? Or it doesn't matter? Or is it just a woman having to learn about the husband's side? That's what I'm asking. Why is it a school for one and his retirement plan for another? Why? Starlet Chinonso Andrew, I'm still on Facebook. Wamimo, why make the program look like your mom paid your dad's bride price and bears her name? Is this another gender equality show? First of all, you're very silly. What was that? Starlet Chinonso, yeah, first of all, you are absolutely very silly. I'll leave it at that. Secondly, yes, this is a gendered show. It's about gender equality. Does that answer your question? I hope it does. Odun Baku Baku Lala says, Ile Eko is just a paradox for the woman to learn and understand the ethics and modus operandi of the husband's lineage and acclimatize with it. It does not mean to be a slave in a marriage. You've not answered my question. Yes, so she wants to learn. I'm saying, does a man also learn about the woman? Does he also have to take a school kind of training to learn about where the woman comes from? Because if it's one way, then I think there's something wrong with it. Adekule Washiu, Ile Oko stands, and that's how it should be, because from time immemorial, it's the man who seeks the woman's hand in marriage and brings her home. That's why it's called Igbeyawo. You carry the wife, right? Even at traditional marriages, they'll tell the man to carry his wife. So for you, it's a man who goes to bring her home. So what if... I mean, what you guys imply is that the man sees the woman, he likes her, he marries her. The woman did not marry him. So it's not a mutual thing, it was a one-way thing. Is that what it is? Because if I did not agree to marry you, then there would be no marriage, right? If you want to marry me and I don't want to marry you, it's a marriage of two people. You both marry each other. Am I in another planet? Because what you're telling me is that the man marries the woman, and hence she's the one who needs to learn about her, because he comes to pick her to his side. So it's like they're buying player from one team to another team. Okay. Ayadele Oluwaseun. Okay, now after this one, I have to leave Facebook, because Facebook is something else now. Ayodele Oluwaseun says, Ile Oko doesn't mean being bossy to the spouse. Truly, the two parties have to learn a lot about themselves. But honestly, Wemimo, you are sounding feminist as usual. Stop it now. Of course I am. Of course now. That's a given now. Oh, gosh. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01465-7190. Let's do some more full calls. Hello?
Hello?
Your radio has to be off. You've got 2 more seconds.
All right. Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Welcome to the show. What's
are
your
you
name?
Hearing me now?
I can hear you, yes. What's your name, please?
Okay, but all this explanation from various colors, no one said that marriage institution belongs to the Almighty God. Oh, there is no Almighty God.
No, we're not talking about Almighty God right now. We're talking about the man and the woman. Thank you. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for calling. Good Welcome to the
How
show.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know why people, I don't know why you have to go and learn at your husband's place. Don't you have home training? You need to learn from your parents before marrying. I learned everything from my mom. I didn't go to my husband's place to go and learn. You have to be patient and learn at your home before going to marry. You have to be mature,
yes,
before going to marry, so yes, that you know what and what to do at your husband's place.
Yeah.
Not that you go there to go and learn. People are not exposed. I don't know the way some men talk. You don't need to go and learn. You don't need to become a slave at your husband's place. I have all boys. All boys. And when I go to their place, my children, my boys, they go into the kitchen and cook for me. I don't complain.
Yeah.
That is the way they want to, that is the way they plan their place, their house.
Yeah.
I don't have anything against it. You need to get your training at home.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good
Thank
morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling and sharing that with us. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. What's your name?
Christopher.
Welcome.
Yeah, I don't have any issues with this going to Ileoko or something.
Yeah.
I think to do better, maybe women should provide. And when I say provide, maybe get apartments and they go after the man. They bring the man home. Because why they say that to me? Yes. So in that situation, it will be like Ile Yawo. It will no longer be Ileoko.
Let me help you a bit before you go further. So what you have described, if we flip this over, means that the man went to fetch the woman. It's like going fishing. Wait. So you prepare a bowl where you want to put the fish, which is your house. Tell me if I'm wrong, but let me tell you, this is what I heard. You can tell me if I'm wrong. What I hear from the analogy is that the man prepares a place. He goes shopping for a wife. He finds her. He pays for her. Then he brings her home. So that's why it is his place. So you're saying if women don't want that, they should prepare a place, go and look for a man, fetch him and bring him home. That's what they're saying, right?
Okay.
Am I correct? That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh,
and
I see.
But that's not the main thing.
You didn't get
the point. Like,
what I'm
saying is, for this thing to change, women, instead of saying going to Ile or call, they should go get apartment also.
Mm.
You get the point right now?
Well, saying that is the same thing I've just repeated to you.
It's true. They should get the apartment,
mm-hmm.
at least when they see a man they like, tell him. Because in this part of the world, mm-hmm. I'm talking Africa,
mm-hmm.
women don't go after men the way men go after women.
Hmm.
So you understand, it's like men are the ones going after them to bring them, like, okay, I have apartment. There's no
saying the same thing. I hear
no
you.
No man
you.
Can get married to a woman right now without apartment unless the woman has apartment.
I hear you. So you describe it like a fishing expedition. So I want to go fishing. I prepare a bucket. I get my hook and worm. So I look in the river. Oh, I'm looking for the best fish. Ah, a janla. I've gotten fish. I reel it in. I pay the bad price. I really. And I bring it into my bucket. Boom. Then you become mine. Anne is on the line from Makoko. Hello, good morning. Hello, Anne.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for holding on. Welcome to the show, ma'am.
Yeah. For my... adage from Igbo land, they say that if evil continues, let me say it in Igbo, Arobo Afo, or Romanan, which means if evil continues for 1 year, they call it tradition.
Mm.
That's what every little thing, all these women say, it's a tradition. And it pains me that it's women that are supporting this evil called tradition. They don't want to get out of it. It is tradition. They have to go and learn from their husband's house. Watch it. Those women who are thankful that these men pick them out of their miserable life and keep them as wife, that are supporting these things.
Hmm.
Yeah?
Thank you very much for calling.
Tradition, who is suited to tradition? It's suited by men, by human beings. Why can't tradition be changed? They tell you it's a tradition. If it has always been like that, why can't it be changed if it is not good?
I hear you. Thank you very much. And I love the adage that she started with. If evil continues for a year, you will call it tradition. In fact, for human beings, I think it's about 2 to 3 weeks to learn a new habit. So once you begin to do something consistently for a while, you just say, oh, boy, that's how we've been doing it now. There absolutely can't be anything wrong with it. Hello, welcome to Table Talk. I'm on WhatsApp now. It's 08095975805. Yeah, what's your name? I don't see the name. Good morning, Wemimo. This discussion is teaching our women abuse in their marriage. Don't forget, a woman leaving her home to go to her husband in his home, but nobody is above learning. So what do you mean by this teaching is... this is teaching our women abuse. What do you mean? I do not understand. Ileoko means that a woman is leaving her home to go to another man's home and family to learn new things and tolerate it. Okay. To me, I don't have my voice. She does drink water on that sentence. To me, a man also learns so many things in marriage. Like what? Give me instances. What does he learn? Remember, it takes two to tango. Tune from Ikorodu. Yeah, I agree with that last line. It takes two to tango. All right. Additional, Yontoyibo says, you see, Wemimo, societal definition of marriage hitherto is very wrong. Each party in marriage is there to learn, not the sole obligation of the wife. Life as a whole demands everyday learning from every living being. Ah, can I like this message 2,000 times? My sister, you're trying, but this is like building the Tower of Babel. It never succeeded in those days and it should not succeed now. You can only try, Ma. Well, what can I do? I can only try. And maybe the change will start with you. I mean, if it's just one person who doesn't pass that tradition onto their children, then I've done a good thing, right? But I mean, the very fact that I've started you thinking about it, you've never thought about it before, right? But the very fact that I've started that conversation in your head, I've done good. I feel good about it. And I hope that, I mean, if you deliberate further and you conclude that it needs to change, then you might start the change with you. Adela from Ogba, a man marries a woman, and at the same time, the man also marries the man. Both men and women, men must learn for each other. Totally agree with you, Adela. Good morning, Wemimo. Do you know that a shepherd always beats his two wives? What do you mean? At the slightest mistake or call it at will? It disgusts me and I hate being a member before. What is this, Babatunde? A shepherd? What's a shepherd? Is this a pastor or an imam or a leader? I don't know what you mean. To me, learning in marriage is not only on how to cook, bathe, or the general culture of a husband's family. From experience, some husband's families don't see their wives as member of the family. Yep. As a wife, you will learn how to relate with those that like you, also learn to relate with those that don't like you as well, most especially the hypocrite family. Okay, those are hypocritical. Advice for ladies going into marriage, try to be career and financial independent. Also learn how to play your role as wife to everyone who cares. Okay. Nothing wrong essentially with that post, only that it's one-sided. That's the only thing. There's nothing wrong with learning to be a better person. And you might know that I'm an advocate for becoming a better person every day for everybody around you, for your husband, your wife, for your family members, extended family. Absolutely. But I'm saying when it comes to the marriage, when we make it one way, and there's something really wrong with that. That word bridegroom, is it an African statement or a general thing? You groom your wife. That's what it means. Bridegroom. Okay, the person that grooms the bride. Okay. Alabi from Agege. Okay. I've learned. My dear host, you know the truth. And let's stop beating about the bush. What's the truth? You have to tell me. They both learn. A responsible man even learns more. Nuruddin Akinyemi says on WhatsApp, it's unfortunate women don't really know or value what they have. Women learn because they are home builders and they are. And men are what? Home what? Certainly they're not home destroyers. It takes two to build a home. Okay. You say that the women are closer to the kids than the man. Why? 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 Why don't you want to be close to your kids as a man? Let's do that conversation another day. It's a privilege, says Raf from Ikeja. Yes, it's fantastic. I mean, if you have children and you're close to them, I think you both should work out time to be close to your children, right? And for those who are on the professional man group, this is one of the things I've said. You know, many times the men grow up and then their children are not close to them because all your years you spent away from them, right? Why do you want to do that to yourself? Why do you have children and then you're running away from those children? You'd rather be in a bar. You'd rather hang out with friends and be with the children that you sired yourself, children you decided to have and birth. You don't want to spend time with them. You don't want to play with them. You think it's beneath you. Conversation for another day. Arab Money. Hey, should I say my account number? Arab Money from Ikeja, that's a name. I hear people saying the woman shouldn't work. Why? Please. So the man and woman should work for the betterment of the home. In a marriage, the man and woman are learning about each other's culture, tradition, family, and about each other's lives for the betterment of the family. I agree. One more. Iliakor core thing is just a man nomenclature. No, it's not. It's deeper than that because it then you then see it play out in how a woman is treated, Abu Sa. So let me slide over to the other side and take a few more calls. All right, I'm here now. Oh, Rita, is she still on the line? Hello, Rita.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, I love you so much. Thank you so much for staying on the line. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, this statement of school, who is going to this school?
marriage is a school. Understandably, yes, I agree with the school. Mm. But it should be a school for both the man and even the woman.
I agree.
Because all of us are all learning. It's a future something, not you putting it on that. It's just the woman and you have to bear everything because I'm in a school.
Mm.
Come on. For me, it is a school for both me and my husband, even the children, because everybody is learning. You are trying to bring up these children. You teach them.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I agree. Thank you very much, Rita. I agree. It should be a school for everyone. I mean, you're going to be living with someone that you've not known, a grown adult who have formed their habits. And again, this is both ways. That's the point of this conversation, that the woman has also formed her habits. She has also formed her mindset, and you need to learn her as much as she needs to learn you. The problem is that you want her to learn you and take it the way you are without you learning her. That's the problem. Okay, so what am I going to do about all these calls? Okay, good morning, hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good morning.
Good morning, morning sir.
I'm Adroboye Samuel. This is first time caller.
I'm glad you're here. Thank you.
Yeah. I was listening to your program.
Yes, please.
It's a very nice topic. But honestly, to say, let me more.
Yes.
You, what you've started, you won't be able to finish.
That's the point.
Yeah, you won't be able to finish it because that is a pure and typical African man's culture.
Mm.
Yes, when you go and pay the bride price of your wife, you bring her home.
Yeah.
So when you bring her home, she's expected to learn those things, those basic things.
Well, let's start from you bring her home. So do you take her to your father's house, or you both now have a new apartment, or where's the home like?
You have a new apartment, but firstly you have to take her to your father's home. You introduce her to your father.
The same way she introduced you to her father and her parents, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So
I quite agree with you on that.
Yeah. So you've both taken each other home. That's the point. You've gone to meet her. You've been asking about your family. Oh, who are your family members? What are they like? The same way she's asking about yours.
If that is what you're trying to say, then are you telling me that we should all the bills in the house, we should start paying it together? We'll divide it 50-50. Who is responsible for this? Who is the sole responsibility of the home affairs, financial things and everything? Who would be responsible? Is it not the husband?
Why is the husband the sole person responsible?
Because that is how it is.
Why is that how it is? This is Table Talk. Of course, I know. You see, I'm not disagreeing with you. I know that in quite a number of instances, that is what it is. But I'm saying this is Table Talk. Here, we ask the question, why? So why is that how it is? Is it
because that is African culture.
No, that's not. Let me correct you.
From the Western
let me correct you.
You might agree with me on that.
No, right? On what?
That African culture is different from Western culture.
Certainly, that's why it's culture, is a way of the life of the people. But I've had a conversation about men, and I asked them, do you love to be sole providers? I don't know if you listened to that episode. You can catch the podcast on our website. And most of the men who called and tell me that they would prefer to be the sole provider because it makes them feel good. So I don't know what you're talking about. A number of women, there are so many women who are breadwinners today. Most of the domestic violence cases because, you find. I'm coming. Wait.
Because they choose to.
Because who chooses to? Who chooses to be?
The women choose to.
No.
The sole responsibility of the marriage or family is the man.
Why?
Because the man is the head of the family. The man is the head of that.
By the head. Well, I would assume that you've not been listening to Table Talk, but that's okay. So, as a head of the family, what does that mean? What do you do? What are your responsibilities? What's the job role of head of the family?
You provide for your wife, mm-hmm. provide for the children,
mm-hmm.
take responsibility of so many things in the house.
Mm, and you like so it like that?
Whatever that is coming from the woman is just a compliment. It's an addition.
Hmm. So, you like it that way, right? It's okay with you.
That is how it is.
Mm-mm, that's not my question. I'm asking you, do you like it? Is it okay with you? That you are the one...
He's okay with me, but that doesn't mean that you might treat my wife. Because she's a helper to me.
Okay, you have given me plenty salad. Okay, thank you very much for calling, though. I hope that... All right, so this is the gist. I hope that we can take these conversations going forward, right? That you begin to think a bit more... gosh. I need to make a video of my phone lines and my time is totally running out. Let me take one more call. Good morning, hello. Hello. Oh no, your line is bad. So let me take a few tweets and then I'll be out from here. Don't worry, we'll continue this conversation next week and then I'll take this dimension a bit higher, right? But make sure you don't miss the show next week, Monday, 9 to 10. Set your reminders, right? Yeah. Olotu Tosin says the change should start from paying of dowry. Both male and female should start paying dowry for both families. If you ask me, nobody should be paying dowry for anybody. You're not buying anybody, right? The idea of the dowry is the source of most of the problems because you feel that you paid for her, you bought her, and so she belongs to you. That is crap. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, I have to go. Thank you all for being a part of Table Talk today. It was fantastic doing this with you. Let's do it again Monday morning, 9 to 10. Tell all your friends, family members to join the show. I'm on social media at Wemimo Sport. Follow me there. Let's talk some more. And if you're male, there's a group for you called the Pro Version Man. We have something coming up. We'll be discussing some of these issues today. So make sure you don't miss it. Have a fabulous rest of the day and keep listening to Nigeria Info.
Stay one step ahead with the latest news and trending conversations here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.